All right, welcome to, what is this, day 28 of Quantum Computing Zero to Hero. If you're just tuning in, for whatever reason you haven't listened to anything else, this is a curriculum that I've made for myself and for anyone else who wants to use it that goes through learning the basics, the fundamentals of quantum computing so that you can apply them to learning higher level concepts. At least that's the goal. We're going to see how well this works. Hopefully, I'm able to keep up with this. It's an hour a day, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And today, we're going to go through linear algebra, quantum kata. There should be a lot of review. Here we are on day 28. Linear algebra, quantum kata, which we've already downloaded. So we don't need to download it, but if you want to look at the link, it's there. We're going to go ahead and start up JupyterLab, which was one of the first things that we installed when we started this whole bit of shenanigans. Another thing I'm going to do, not something you have to do, but you can follow along if you'd like. I'm keeping a record of all the things that I'm learning in Obsidian, which allows for nice things like this graph view, where we can link different things together. And yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and link this too, because I've also put inside of here all of the quantum katas. They're licensed under the MIT license, so I can do that. Should have the license in there as well. It looks like it's not a .md, but if we look at over here, there's the license, MIT license, love that. So, and when I package this all up into sort of the whole curriculum, you should be able to just have that there, which will be really nice. I can, the other nice thing is I can link to it. It's gonna be under quantum katas / if it's tutorials. Yeah, tutorials, linear algebra. Awesome. And what we'll do is a summary and an analogy. I tried to do this in under an hour today because I'm running out of recording space. So yeah, I'll have to go through and clear out some stuff. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started. It's in quantum katas, in tutorials, linear algebra, .ipy. Notebook. I'm going to close this down. Close that as well. All right. So recommended that we do the complex arithmetic first. We already did that yesterday. So let's go ahead and jump into it. We already looked at the cheat sheet. That's nice. Exercise use Python's built-in representation of complex numbers. Most of the operations work as you expect them to. A few notes. If z is a complex number, z.real is the real component, and z.imag is the coefficient of the imaginary component. I'm not going to read this out loud because that will take too long. I will recap important things if I find something that is interesting. We're importing, and it worked this time. Didn't have to install anything, which is nice. All right, matrices and vectors. A matrix is a set of numbers arranged in a rectangular grid. Here it's a 2x2 matrix. It's the ith row, jth column. Interesting, so they're doing zero indexed, which is fine for computer science, but I don't think that that is, I don't think that that's very common in the in terms of like math, particularly because we, for doing like, what's it called? Cofactor expansion, I think is what it might be called, for finding the determinant. This, you'd want this to be 1-1. So you can do -1 to the 1-1. This is something I've learned elsewhere. This is for a vector calculus course that I'm taking currently. So, yeah, it is interesting that we go to n-1, m-1. Just something to be watchful for here. Quantum computing uses complex valued matrices. Vector is an n-by-1 matrix. Yep. Okay. Matrix addition adds two matrices of the same size. We already know that. And we can subtract as well with commutativity and associativity. So let's do some matrix addition. So we've got a two-dimensional list. This is the following matrix. We're going to do it. I think this is called row major. I don't remember, but we have each list is instead of a column vector, which I think would make more sense in terms of the math, but maybe it makes less sense in terms of the code. Anyways, we get the size and create an empty matrix to store the answer. And so they've already built everything out for us. Basically, this is just going to be x plus y. Done. Scalar multiplication. Multiplying the entire thing by a scalar. We can just skip down to the exercise. So let's pull out all of this. Is running really slow. Okay. So for each one, we're going to say C of, we want ij, right? Yeah. C of I j is equal to A of I j times our complex number and return C. Booyah. Matrix multiplication. All right. So again, this is matrix vector, but we take the first one, multiply it by this, second one, multiply by this. We're going to do it that way because that is how we learned from Khan Academy. Matrix multiplication is not commutative. AB rarely equals BA. Sometimes it does. All right, let's do some matrix multiplication. So this is A, I comma 0 times B 0 J plus I don't think we ever talked about how, well, did we? Let's look at our notes. Talk about matrix multiplication rather than matrix vector multiplication. Was that under? Hmm. Yeah, okay. So it's the matrix A multiplied by each of the column vectors. So if this was instead 2 by 3, or sorry, 3 by 2, right? This is a 2 by 3, this is a 3 by 2, then we would take this whole matrix by the by this column vector, which then would just be this one times this, plus this one times this, plus this one times this, and then our next column would be the next column times I, next column times J, next column times K. So how are we going to do that mathematically? I think we'll want to. Can we do this recursively? You could. That's probably, I'm probably putting too much effort into this, but I do want to do this the way that makes the intuitive sense. Probably first thing to do, let's pull out our lengths. Call this A rows and A columns, and we'll do the same thing for B rows and B columns. That's probably helpful to have that C in there. So this is going to be we've got a matrix that is now let's do the 2 by 3 and then a 3 by 2 case. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I think that what we'll do is our outside loop is going to be iterating over the columns in our second matrix, or B. So for each column, what we'll do is then for each element in that column, we'll go ahead and multiply by this column vector, which is going to be the elements in here, and then add that to the second one plus this column vector, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll say for B call in the columns. That's not great. Then for row in row in B rows, also not great, but oh well. We're going to take E of it should be columns, and then rows, right? Get up here. Yeah. Oh, this should be in range. Those. Glad I checked that up above. We will do I'll just call this the element is that. We'll just pull that out. And then we don't have nice like A vectors to pull out. So let's do the column. How do I want to do this? We can have I guess we can say C of, so this is going to be in 1, 1, right? So this will be, and then this is going to go to 1, 1. This is column number, row number. C of, then I guess for each element we are going to want to take for a column in range, a columns. For a column and range a columns, we're going to take we'll say a element is, oh wait, no, we don't want that yet. Yes, yeah, then for a row in range a rows, okay, so now we've got an A element and a B element. What we should do is we should do C of, gotta figure out what that's gonna be. So the first and the first go to 1, 1, which isn't super helpful, but 3 times the first one still goes to the first one. So it's gonna be the B column and the A row. C of B call, A row, and then, oh, it should be, yeah. B column, A row. I got this one backwards. This should be A column, A row. Plus equals the element times a element. And then we can return C. Let's see if that works. Uh-oh. Name rows is not defined. Where? Oh, okay. So our output matrix, if this is this is our A matrix, which is going to have 2 rows, 3 columns. So it's a 2x3. This is a 3x2. So we're going to want the number of rows, number of columns, which is going to be A rows and B columns. Index out of range on 19 for A element. 10% out of range. A column in A columns, A row in A rows, A element is A of A column, A row. That's strange. Well, let's try this. Print A columns and print A col, print A row, print A row, and there should be A rows. So we end with four rows, that's that. Three columns, that's that. Right, and it's four, that's four, that's four. What? A of A column, A row. Try rewriting this. A element is equal to A of A current column, and then the next element is A row. We got farther this time. That doesn't make any sense. Three rows, four columns, three rows. What the heck? It's pointing to this row. It's not an issue with this. We're iterating over all of the columns. Yeah, A rows is length of A, which will just be length of the outside one, which is right. And then A columns is length of A of zero, which should be fine. Four columns and three rows. We're trying to access three, zero, which should be totally fine. We've got okay, let's split this up. A element is just going to be A column. A element to A element of A row. Let's see what that does. Oh, why are we getting a 5 now? Why is it stopping in a different place every time? Does it randomize the order? Maybe that's why. Or it randomizes the, yeah. 3 and 0. What? So it's having an issue here. It's fine with the number of columns. It's the number of rows that it's having issues with. Okay. We're gonna print the length of A of A column as well. Not screw prints. We're importing ice cream. Is it is it already pip installed? Now it's installed, and I believe we from ice cream import IC from frim from okay, so one column. We're trying to access the zeroth column, which should work. Four rows, trying to access the first row, but the length, why is this different? Why is B, why? It's, can I ice cream these matrices? Will that work to see what we're dealing with? It's like the number of rows is changing. What? Are we just getting a single complex number for a column value? No. A column is should be length 3 for that one. Let me ice cream this as well. Okay, so columns should be 1. Yes. Rows should be 2. Yes. Length of our first column is 1, which should be equal to our wait a minute. This is representing, one column, two rows. So our first length of our column it goes range of rows, range of columns, and we do rows and then columns. I had this one backwards the whole time. I should have just tried that originally. Oh my gosh. This is going to fix it all. Watch. And remove all my ice creams, I think. Let me just comment them out to be safe. So A element. Yeah, it should be rows and then columns. So this should be A row, B column, I think. So ice creaming stuff up here. Let's do this without the ice cream. Well, nothing is right there.
Oh boy.
My goal of doing this in under an hour is seeming less possible. Probably should have just done it the less intuitive way, which is I think this is fine. We can just multiply these complex values together, right? Like normal. All right, let's look at the hint, see how they did it. Three for loops. Interesting. Okay. Because that just makes sense. Yeah. That does make sense. That's a lot of refactoring. I'm going to just keep moving because I understand it. I just didn't code it right. All right. We saw this, so matrix is invertible if and only if its determinant isn't equal to zero. Because if the determinant is equal to zero, it means it squishes things down to zero volume or area, which means that you can't find a sort of an inverse vector to go to and from. Mm-hmm. So, we know what this is. This is just going to be you flip. How do you define? How do you find the inverse? Yeah, so that's going to be multiply the two matrices together, and you should get the identity matrix. So you could set up a system of linear equations and then just solve that. Man, I'm really running out of time, aren't I? Yeah. Okay, let's see the hint and then see about implementing it. All right, so the determinant is definitely non-zero. Let's pull up our favorite Excalibur. So for A, B, C, D, we want to multiply that by some W, X, Y, Z, such that it's equal to our identity matrix, like so. Okay, so what that's going to be is this. We're going to do W times AC plus Y times AC. This is our first, right? This is our first column. And then we'll have X times BD plus Z times BD. And so what we need is A times W plus Y is equal to 1, and C times W plus Y is equal to 0. We need X times, or no, not X times, this will be B times X plus Z is equal to 0, and D times X plus Z is equal to 1. All right. How do we solve this? Well, so we're solving for x, z, w, and y in terms of a, c, b, and d. And we've got basically two systems of linear equations where we've got, this will be a matrix of the form. These are our W's, these are our Y's. This is our output. We will have A, C, C. And over here, similarly for X and Z, our outputs, we're going to have B, B, D, D. We can solve this with using reduced row echelon form. So what we want to do is we want to get this to zero. So we're going to subtract this is, I've got a good idea of how to do this. I don't necessarily want to. So we're gonna open this up and see how they did it, just to make sure that I was on the right track. All right, matrix inversion. Very interesting. That's significantly simpler. Well, but I think based on what I had, I would have gotten to the same place ish. I don't know. I think I was on the right track. I'll leave that open. All right, back to the learning. This is good learning. How to find the inverse of a matrix using the determinant. All right, the transpose, which we saw is sort of reflecting across the diagonal. Exercise 5 is finding the transpose, which is literally just going to be manipulating a bunch of values in the, just manipulating basically indices, which is no fun. The conjugate is just the complex conjugate of all of the values. Again, no fun. I'm not going to do that exercise. But you can if you want to. How much time do I have left? All right, 10 minutes. The adjoint is the same thing as the conjugate transpose. So it's the same thing as taking the transpose and then the conjugate, or taking the conjugate and then the transpose. A matrix is known as Hermitian or self-adjoint if it equals its own adjoint. That comes in handy later. That word comes up a lot. So Hermitian is self adjoint. All right. Again, that would require doing those. Not gonna. Unitary matrices. Invertible and its inverse is equal to its adjoint. Interesting. Okay. So, write that down. Check if a matrix is unitary, which is just going to be checking to see that checking to see that the inverse is equal to adjoint functions that don't have. All right, advanced operations, inner product between two vectors. We know how to do that. You take the, interesting that, so the inner product is the adjoint times the other one. So, okay. Yeah. The dot product is the same as the inner product for real numbered vectors. It's going to be different for a complex. Interesting. Probably write that down. The inner product is the same, or is the inner product between two vectors is the adjoint of the first multiplied by the second. So the norm of a vector is defined as the square root of the adjoint of two. Interesting. The adjoint of a vector with itself. Find the inner product. Return a normalized vector, which is going to be the same vector divided by its norm. Okay, outer product is okay of two vectors. Outer product is two vectors, between two vectors is the first multiplied by the adjoint of the second. The tensor product multiplies the second matrix by every element of the first matrix. Whoa, okay. So you're gonna get really big matrices really fast. Yeah. Multiplies the second matrix by every element of the first matrix. Okay. I'm not doing the exercises. I know I should, but I'm a little bit short on time today. Eigenvalues and eigenvectors. We know about these. We saw these in 3 blue, 1 brown. So AV is equal to XV. where v is a non-zero vector. I typically see this as lambda, but I guess x works too. All right, that's it. Thank you for joining. We'll shut this down, stop sharing. I hope that that was helpful. I learned about Hermitian, unitary, inner products, outer products, and tensor products. I hope you learned about some of that as well. I'm going to shut off the stream now. I'll have another one of these. What is our next topic? I should pull that up. Oh, the next one is just for fun. It's doing Hello Quantum, the game. I might stream that. I'll decide about that later. But yeah, thank you. If you listen to this, I hope it gave you benefit. Really, you should be doing it for yourself. And you should actually do the exercises. I'm realizing that I should probably split these two into multiple days so that people can actually do the exercises, because reading through that and doing the exercises and debugging took me more than an hour, or it would have if I had done it. So yeah, I will make that change for future versions of the curriculum. Thanks for listening along, and I'll see you when I see you.